agradezco.
Chile thanks the Deputy High Commissioner for the update. We'd like to reiterate our deep concern at the human rights situation in Nicaragua. Although we do appreciate that this country has taken part in the latest UPR review, we are concerned by its lack of cooperation with the human rights mechanisms and the deterioration of democracy and the rule of law. This deterioration is clearly reflected in the vulnerability that civil society organizations face when they work on addressing human rights. These organizations and their members are faced by laws that arbitrarily restrict rights, such as that to due process, right to assembly and association, and the right of freedom of expression and freedom of the media. It undermines the to this you have to add the fact that the human rights of people who are detained on political grounds are completely undermined, and in some cases we are even talking about forced disappearances. We call on the Nicaraguan authorities to provide information about the whereabouts of those who have been detained as soon as possible. And finally, Chile would like to reaffirm its concern at the recently approved constitutional reform, which places at risk the separation of powers and imposes further restrictions on freedom of expression. We join the call from international organizations for Nicaragua to repeal these reforms and to take measures to reinstitute the rule of law. Thank you.